Hey, Happy Ron's here. Ladies and gentlemen, I want him to stand up and take a bow for you. This is Happy Ron. He is one of the five premier musicians in San Diego and all over the United States of America. You can look him up online. Look up Happy Ron and .org.net.au. HappyRon.com. Anyways, he's fantastic. And if you see him tonight sitting over there with his hat on, shake his hand, because Happy Ron's good karma and energy will rub off on you. That's why he has the name Happy Ron. He is the true punk rock pioneer of happy punk rock, is what I call it. And one day we're going to go out on the road together, Happy Ron, because I think that would be a good double bill. Patrick Dennis, our drummer, he's got three kids, one of whom is a writer. She's great. And then he's got a son who's in a band called Tan Sister Radio. Oh, man, they're so good. I think he's here tonight. Where is Aaron? And he's got his son plays electric guitar and sings. And his bass player, Max, is here. And they're playing a gig. Hey, Aaron, can you come up here really quick? This is Patrick's son, Aaron. They're playing a gig on May the 1st. He's only 17. He's written all these great songs. He's so cool. I love him. He's coming over to my house this week. I'm giving him all my old T-shirts. And why don't you see if he could play one of the instruments on this song? And Max could play one on it, too. That'd be cool. We could have part of Tan Sister Radio up here with the Cynics. It would go. It's only got two chords. It'll be really fun. This will be really cool. We'll have underage kids on stage playing with whiskey on the stage. Steve Bolt's role model.
Let me get more guitar.
Dick said, boy, then you're hired. Dick's automotive. Dick's automotive. Dick's automotive. Dick's automotive.
John studied real hard. Learned how to rebuild Holly Bale Cobra carburetor on a 69 Camaro with a big old Hurst shift rod. Learned how to make love to his girlfriend Julie with the big pink nipples and the biceps like Henry Rollins. Dick gave the service stripes and said, boy, there's a little old lady and a car's broken down near the Vine Winery. You gotta help her, man. Go, Shiva, go.
Ruff, ruff.
Go, Shiva, go.
Ruff, ruff.
Go, Shiva, go.
Ruff.
So he sent John on his way to help out a little old lady near the Byantine Winery in the Santa Cruz Mountains. And about that time, Dick, who was 67 years old, glued back on his dentures and glued back on his toupee. And he hiked a block down the road from the Lucky Supermarket and he said, I'm going to bring along a blowtorch in case Julie's having trouble opening up a can of peaches. He hiked a block down the road and he knocked on the door of the one-bedroom trailer. He knocked on that door. Julie answered the door and she said,
oh, hello, Dick. I was just having trouble opening up a can of peaches. I was having trouble opening up a can of peaches.
So he started up a blowtorch. And all the peach juice ran down his veins and he poured it in the Tupperware that Julie's grandmother used to sell in Ocean Beach, California. And he said, hey, babe, we're going on a picnic. 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 We're going on a picnic.
Helping out the little old lady in the Byantine Winery in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Oh, yeah. And he saw Dick's 57 Chevy parked on the side of the road and the Afghan sweater that Julie's grandmother knitted him in Ocean Beach, California. Oh, yeah. Shh. And he said, oh, my God, I'm going to hike through the forest. I'm going to bring along a blowtorch and an ice pick just to see if they need help. And he saw the love of his life, Julie, on a dirty brown piece of rubber carpet. And Julie was up on a tree, and there was a mommy deer that came up to Julie, and he poured some poison granola into Julie's palm. And the mommy deer said to the baby deer,
I better eat it first, because it could be poisonous.
And the mommy deer stuck its mommy's snout into Julie's palm, and it licked all the poison granola. But the mommy's heart was stronger than the baby's heart. And when the baby deer ate the poison granola, it died. Flat shooby-doo-ah down. And the mommy deer died shortly thereafter, zippity-doo-ah-day. Dick cut Julie down from the tree and he gave a big wet soul kiss. Looked at the dead deer at his feet and he said, wow, nature's so bitchin'. He said, wow,
nature's so bitchin'.
He said, wow,
nature's so bitchin'.
I want you two guys up on this mic to say that one pinnacle line here.
He said, wow, nature's so bitchin'.
A dick's automotive.
A dick's automotive. A dick's automotive. A dick's automotive.
So where was I? John finally is standing there. He's so pissed off. He sees the love of his life, Julie, on a dirty brown piece of purple carpet, kissing and licking with Dick Whittle's dentures until he got carried off by the squirrels and cockroaches. Amen. And he welded their bodies together. And he stabbed his own girlfriend 56 and a half times for each hit of acid she took. And he gave the mommy deer mouth to snout resuscitation. Ladies and gentlemen, lo and behold, the mommy deer came back to life. And he gave the baby deer mouth to snout resuscitation, and the baby deer came back to life. And then Ted Nugent came through the forest with a bow and arrow and shot the mommy deer dead. But the baby deer was alive. That's why this week at Domino's you can get baby deer pizza with boogers for $1.99. That's just wrong. And he said, mommy deer, dead. Baby deer, alive. Mommy deer, dead. Baby deer, alive. Mommy deer, dead. Baby deer, alive. Mommy deer, dead. Let's have them yell.
Gentlemen, thank you. Hoppy, will you play bass?
Will I play bass?
Hoppy.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Happy Ron. Oh my God.
Stay right there. This is so much fun.
Oh yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Man, you guys are a great audience. Thank you so much. Woo!